We're joined now by Knoxville girls wrestling coach Doug Hatch. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS. Doug, good to talk to you again after, you know, about midway through the season.
Thank you. Great to see you back in here.
Well, let's talk about how the season has gone so far. I know you're just coming off a couple of pretty tough losses to Pella and Dallas Center Grimes. Outstanding team. So you knew that was going to be a tough one going in, but I guess just assess your girls, how they handled everything on Thursday night.
Thursday night was tough. We knew that was going to be a good one for us, a good little test for us. Dallas Center Grimes, a quality program. They've had girls wrestling for, 4 or 5 years. They've really done a great job. And then Pella's, at it with three years of wrestling. They're a solid team. So it was a night we kind of saw coming. We did a lot of good things, but, we got a little ways to go.
Let's talk about some of the girls. I know Serenity is always, that steady, kid you have, but I have been seeing a lot of different names pop up, in some of your meets, especially from last Saturday when you were at Marshalltown.
Oh, yeah. We've had, our last two meets right before this one here at Dallas Center Grimes, Marshalltown meet, we wrestled fantastic. We had it right in there. We went 4-1, got to the championship round, got 12th. That was our 12th win on the season for the girls. Our goal going the season was to have one team win, and we're up to 12. The girls just wrestling fantastic. They're really picking up things quickly. You got Serenity, just wrestling fantastic. We got Mariah. She's going out there and she beat the number 4 rated girl in the state when we were up at Ballard. She did just a fantastic job up there. And we've got, several girls. Brinley Brooks, she's a little beat up right now, but she's got a winning record on the season. Just back and forth. And Andy Branson, she's been a good leader for us. She's right there battling with everybody that they send out to there. So, there's a lot of girls I could just keep mentioning that are just doing a fantastic job.
One of them Saturday that was, I think, a pleasant surprise, Callie Landis. I think she had the most pins of any wrestler up there at Marshalltown. Just kind of to see her progress, through this season.
She's just been amazing. She's just a good athlete. She's very coachable, so she picks up things quickly. She's put her, I think, heart and soul into this, and she's just learning things left and right. She's been such a tremendous addition to our team. In other ways, just because she's such a good leader, hard worker, a good example of what to do. And she goes out there, she was beating a girl from Ballard that beat her pretty well the first time, and then she was beating her 10-1. It didn't end her perfect way, but just to change that score around from 10-1, Callie's just been something fantastic for us.
Talking to Knoxville girls wrestling coach Doug Hatch on Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS. And let's talk about that Ballard event. You referred to it a couple times, 5th place overall. That does look like a pretty tough tournament going in. And, 5th place, was that about what you thought, or, could you have finished higher?
Well, we had West Marshall first round. I think they're like 21-6, and we had a shot at them. We had a couple matches we were winning, and they got away from us. We win those, we beat them. So we were right there, and then we're on the front side in the top 4. So to come back and get 5th, we went 2-1, and there were some very, very good teams there, some really good wrestlers. There was a couple number 1 ranked girls in the state that were there. They wrestled really hard that night. Every girl went out and gave their all that night. And that was a night after coming off of 2 big meets in a row, so I thought that might be a little worn out, but they stepped it up.
What has been practices like? You mentioned preseason that the girls are just, they want to work hard. They're in there just going all out. Is that still kind of the same thing that you're seeing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I told them my goal here like a couple weeks ago is to have them completely worn out this week, and I think they would agree I achieved that goal. This time of season, I wanted them worn out, and then we'll start recovering from that and build off of that. So they've come in. They work hard. We have to go in the morning a lot. And a lot of them don't love mornings, but they're here. I tell you what, they're here every day, and they're ready to go. There's some days I have to poke them a little more to get them going, but they do a really good job.
On to Pella on Saturday. That looks like a pretty tough meet as well for you.
Yeah, that's going to be a good test. There's a lot of teams there we haven't seen, so I'm not sure what to expect from there. There's a lot of good, strong girls teams that are going to be there, so it's going to be a good tournament for us. We also got, going into that tournament, I just forgot from earlier, but Alyssa McCreary, she won 9 matches in a row. She ended up losing last night, but she has raised her record up there to almost 500, so she's just doing a fantastic job. I didn't want to forget about her.
Again, talking to Doug Hatch, Knoxville girls wrestling coach on KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. As we look forward to the remainder of the season, what are you looking forward to most with this team? And as you get closer to the state qualifier and maybe hopefully a state meet?
We're always looking for little things out of them. As, you know, our first-year girls, are they picking up this? Are they getting the strategy down? You know, I had a referee the other day say to me that your girls are very mat aware. They know what's going on. They know the score. They know the time left. I mean, that's a big compliment to them that they're picking these things up. So that's what we're looking for. Are they, you know, we drill little certain things. Are they picking up those drills? And then out of our older girls with more experience, like Serenity, is she starting to just put kids away? And Andy, are they starting to finish the matches strong? Are they looking towards the state tournament? So that's kind of what we're looking at.
And those dual matches, you know, I've always, every wrestling coach I've talked to said, I want you to win, but I want you to pin, because that's the most max amount of points we can get.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we even talk about, you know, dominating your opponent, pinning them, putting them away, not letting them get a second chance. And sometimes you can pin a girl that you can't beat. You can catch them, put them on their back. So we talk about that.
Let's kind of talk about what do the girls need to work on? What are some things they are trying to refine, work on before the end of the season?
That's really the just experience, knowing which way to turn, get that feel for that match, finishing certain moves, because we're getting in there, we're doing the right thing. We just got to finish the move, put them on the mat, put them away, and walk out of there. Finish, one of our goals is to finish every period on top. If you do that, you're going to win. So we're kind of working on just those little things right now.
All right. Best of luck to you moving forward, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do.
That's Doug Hatch, Knoxville girls wrestling coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.